Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette man sentenced for stealing over 150 UPS packages. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. A Gillette man who admitted to stealing more than 150 packages from a local UPS facility has been sentenced to up to 7 years in prison. According to the Gillette News record, Larry Monday, 53, pleaded guilty in November to felony theft, firearm possession as a convicted felon, and possession of ketamine. In exchange, prosecutors dropped a marijuana cultivation charge. On January 22nd, District Judge Mike Causey sentenced him to 5 to 7 years for theft, running concurrently with a 2 to 3 year sentence for the other charges. He must also pay UPS $28,500 in restitution. The investigation began in June when multiple packages, including firearm silencers and dental supplies, went missing. Surveillance footage caught Monday a contract cleaner loading stolen packages into his truck. A search of his home uncovered stolen UPS items, including firearm suppressors and ketamine vials. Monday admitted to stealing for the adrenaline rush, keeping, selling, or discarding the stolen goods. He also attempted to trade stolen items for drugs and a firearm, despite a past armed robbery conviction barring him from owning a gun. UPS customers affected by the thefts have not yet been publicly identified. Wyoming workers rally against labor policy changes. Workers from various industries, including teachers, miners, firefighters, and nurses, gathered at the Wyoming Capitol Friday to protest policies they believe threaten labor protections. Around 150 people attended the rally, voicing concerns over legislative efforts and federal cuts under the Trump administration. Cowboy State Daily reported speakers highlighted job losses and the impact of deregulation. Trona miner Marshall Cummings warned that cuts to workplace safety agencies could endanger workers. After the rally, participants protested Senate File 175, a bill to reduce unemployment benefits from 26 to 20 weeks. The bill was ultimately defeated in a 36-23 vote. Rally leaders stressed that real change comes through elections and legislative action, urging Wyoming workers to stay engaged in policy decisions. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.